Hello, I'm David Baldwin, with a series of pieces giving some indication of my range. In voice work, I can probably help you out with most things, from a lightly ironic commercial to sinister movie trailers and serious corporate narrations. From October 2006, skincare experts Ella Barchet invite you to experience our new 3-in-1 Treatment Express, a 35-minute express regenerating treatment that brightens the skin and activates cellular regeneration. Perfect for all skins, Ella Barchet's Treatment Express is a super-fast facial based on an exfoliation technique which includes our new lubricating exfoliant, Cromage de l'Ecart. Autism is a lifelong neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by social and communication deficits. It affects as many as one in every 166 children, primarily males. This study provides quantitative evidence linking autism to an abnormality of the amygdala, especially the lateral nucleus, a major emotion processing area with connections to parts of the brain responsible for cognitive functions. In this simulated eating test, Jono will drive his simulated Monaro while eating Mrs. Mac's premium steak cruiser. Please, do not try this stunt at home. Sorry, it's a V8. Jono has one hand on his simulated wheel and the other on his cruiser. He takes a bite, and he's off. As he chucks a donut, you'll notice that no premium steak falls out of the cruiser onto his lap and burns his... Now for the bog lap, followed by a burnout. No problem for the cruiser. Remember, if it's not a Mrs. Max, take it back. Groups and individuals walking about embraced those they met in wonder. Voices were subdued in the frozen air. There was no shortage of figures in the colorless landscape of ruins, yet the city felt deserted and dead. The end was hardly unexpected or even sudden. Yet the Russian defenders found it hard to believe that the Battle of Stalingrad had finally come to an end. Each winter, the terror returns to Little Fish, Missouri. This year, it has a name. This year, it has come back to kill. My name is Jack. Terror has a name. How many will die before it has a face, and who will stop it? My name is Jack. Brockman and Harari found that the male beetles are attracted to the female scent, but have an awfully hard time distinguishing between the sexes. In fact, finding a mate can get so confusing that the guys often find themselves mounting other males by accident, or cutting in on other beetle couples already well engaged in the act.